It's Monday, September 20th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Where are the remote workers? How many staff are leaving? And how many are in the office? Microsoft Office 2021 is coming, and is it more important than Windows? And IT community groups announce initiatives. This is the Business of Tech. LinkedIn released a report about the so-called Zoom towns, great locations for remote workers, and these locations that are home to a disproportionate number of remote job applicants. Quoting from Tech Republic, telecommuter opportunities represented nearly one-third of all U.S. job postings on LinkedIn last month, according to the company, compared to 9.8% 1 year prior and 2.8% before the onset of COVID-19 in January 2020. Nationally, 21.3% of applications on LinkedIn were remote job applications between August 2020 and August 2021, per the Post. From that same date range, the percentage of remote job applications in Bend, Oregon, was 41.8%, which is nearly double the national average, making the scenic Beaver State mountain town the top small city listed. The other five smaller cities included Asheville, North Carolina, 38.7%, Wilmington, Delaware, 35.9%, Johnson City, Tennessee, 35.2%, and Eugene, Oregon, 34.9%. Many professionals still appear to favor bustling metropolis areas. Among larger cities, Cape Coral, Florida, 33.1%, Charleston, South Carolina, 31.6%, and the Tampa Bay area at 29.6%. Florida rounds out the top three, according to LinkedIn, followed by Jacksonville, Florida, Orlando, and Hampton Roads, Virginia, in order. While we're looking at staffing, some interesting data out of the UK around skills and employment. 45% of those surveyed are planning to change jobs in the next 6 months, and 62% have already had an interview. Why are they looking? Lack of career prospects at their existing employer, 22%, as well as the longer hours racked up while working remotely, 46%, and having to work during holidays as a result of the pandemic, 34%. As for the office, the employee bounce rate went up slightly in August, and the number of people coming into the office three or four times a week dropped to under 10%, according to data collected by Robin. Bounce rate is the percentage of employees coming into the office once and not returning for the rest of the month. Why do we care? So you can find people in very different places than you might consider. The ones you have are probably looking, and they aren't in the office. I'm clearly approaching dead horse beating territory with a perspective of instability in the employment market. That's simply the headline. The details are what matter. Can you hire anywhere? Which anywhere? Time zones are still a thing, and recruiting may require some location focus. One-third of all job listings last month is a lot of remote employees, and a lot of opportunities for your own employees to consider. This is a bit more detail about the landscape. You can go specific with some of these data points, or simply track the overall trend. Microsoft Office 2021 for Windows is launching with commercial release on October 5th. It's now available within the long-term servicing channel already. This is the same day Windows 11 launches. There isn't a launch date yet for the Mac version. These all get 5 years of support, not the traditional 10. Why do we care? There's part of me that thinks this is more important than Windows 11 launches. Changes within the work layer are a lot more important than the operating system one. I'm not aware of a killer feature here. That's not to say there isn't one. Just observing, this looks like more incremental progress. Doesn't mean it's not important. The ASCII group has announced the formation of an MSP security committee, which is intending to work on a framework for MSP security. The first effort will be to work on initial guidance on what to consider when vetting potential technical solutions. The National Society of IT Service Providers has announced their first full board of directors, adding four more board members to the initial three. The group has also announced 500 members. Why do we care? Organizing within these groups feels like it's ramping up. ASCII has an expressed interest in being involved in legislation the way NSITSP has, although I would posit that any of these standards efforts can be a piece of the overall solution. Get involved with something that isn't focused on products and instead focuses on the business of what you do. Somehow, you're going to be putting some time into regulations, either on the front end or cleanup on the back end. I'm inclined to believe it's easier to get involved earlier, if only to get more practice at it. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Somehow cutting it close to my deadline today. I'm going to get this out and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.